Welcome to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite Southern sensual dominatrix. And this is my podcast where I get to talk to you about the evil things I do when my poor submissives enter my dungeon. And today, I've got a story called Sissifying Sammy. But before we begin, let me remind you about nightflirt.com. That's where you can call me, we can chat, or you can grab my erotic goodie bags. No matter how you want to do it, there's always fun to be had on nightflirt.com. And if you love books, remember my book, Femdom Glory, is available on Amazon.com. If you love Kindle, it's free to read on Kindle Unlimited. Or if you're like me and you want to hold that paperback in your hands, you can do that too. But I would appreciate it if you would invest in 25 Tales of Female Domination that will lead you straight to masturbation. And if you love the Femdom Coven, remember, we just wrote an anthology called Hearts and Flowers, Whips and Chains. I'm chapter 4. My story is called Paradise Found. But it's 14 love stories told only how the Femdom Coven can do it. So it's always Season of the Witch, and it's always a good reason to read a love story. So check out Hearts and Flowers, Whips and Chains, edited by Jay Willoughby, a Femdom Coven production. Now, you know what I always say, sit your butts down and you better listen, because it's time for Sissifying Sammy. I swooshed the pendant back and forth, capturing Sammy's attention. I already had Sammy tied to the bed, arms and legs spread wide. Sammy was completely at my mercy, vulnerable to suggestion and mine for possession. Sammy was here for sissification, but needed a bit of mental persuasion. They need to be forced into taking that step into the feminine, manipulated into embracing that deepest desire. So I put Sammy in restraints, bending their mind to my control so that I can fulfill their very soul. The pendant sparkled, taking Sammy on a psychic trip. I whispered, "Sammy, you want to be my sissy, and you will beg to be my little slut and submit to whatever I say. Yes, you're gonna be my pretty bitch, and I'm gonna scratch your sissy itch." Sammy moaned with happiness. This was already more than Sammy dreamed. Wrapped in chains, Sammy creamed. Now I had Sammy under my spell. Time for makeup and lingerie, so Sammy can submerge in sissy play. I applied layers of cosmetic goo, then dressed Sammy in lace of cerulean blue. I strapped on a huge dildo, then I made Sammy my sissy hoe. Down the throat with a big thick dick, then Sammy licked the head of that slick wet prick. Training day had just begun, and my sissy slut was having fun. I wrapped tape around Sammy's balls, and Sammy got lost in my thrall. Yes, I made Sammy my human doll. I ordered Sammy to their knees and taught my bitch to beg and plead. I force Sammy to strut their stuff, teaching Sammy how to be my fluff. I put Sammy in a hogtie position and made them whine for anal penetration. I lubed my strap on and inched it in. Prostate pleasure made Sammy spin. Sammy cried for more, 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 loving life as my whore. They could not take it for very much longer. The swelling in their crotch got stronger and stronger. Y'all, I pounded Sammy's ass just one more time, making sure they knew their mind. I grabbed hold of Sammy's boy clit as we were coming to the end of their sissy skit. Sammy screamed when that clitty blew, and Sammy wailed, "Mistress, I love you." I snapped my fingers, and Sammy woke up, a little bit sore and wholly broken. I sent Sammy home still wearing makeup, a way to hold the memory of how they gave their ass to me. Now I owned Sammy's brain, weak, empty, meek, and drained. We made plans to meet once more before I kicked them out the door. Sissy Sammy, not a girl or a boy. Now and forever, they're just my toy. Love ya. Mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah.